We're joined in studio by Susie Spoon from the famous Susie Spoon's Vegetarian Butchery in Newtown. Good morning, Susie. How are you doing?
Hi, Mitch. I'm well, thank you.
Now, for those who haven't been to your fabulous eatery yet and don't quite know what you kind of do, just tell us about what you do and how big this sort of operation is. Just give us the scope of what you do over there in Newtown.
Yeah, sure. Well, we have two shop fronts and they're side by side. And in one of them we make all these great vegan products like vegan sausages, a few different flavours of them, and patties and schnitzels, and just really yummy, healthy, delicious vegan meat alternatives that are quick to make when you just come home and you're, you know, busy.
Yeah.
And then the other side of the business is like a little cafe where you can try those products, and we put them on the menu in different dishes, and you can have a hot dog with our chili sausage in it, or a burger with our patty or our schnitzel, and try the things before you buy them.
People might hear, you know, vegetarian butcher and sort of scratch their head. So tell us about the kind of style. It's similar to what, you know, your normal butcher might provide, but it is with a twist, or?
Yeah, no, I totally understand that. Some people might be thinking, why would someone who goes vegan or vegetarian want to eat something that looked or tasted or had even the name of any meat thing? And I totally get that. That's a pretty normal question. So I guess it's just that people become vegan and vegetarian for all different reasons. And some people might really miss, some recipes or things that they had when they were a kid, or just their favourite foods. And if you don't hate the taste or the flavour of meat, then it's just a quick and easy way to eat, you know, like a sausage. It doesn't have to contain meat, but everyone knows what to do with it.
Right.
And how easy and quick that is to make for dinner.
Yeah. Now, you've been kicking goals in Newtown for a long, long time now, but you're upping stumps and having to move. Tell us why you have to move from that spot in Newtown.
Well, there's three main reasons we have to move from our place in Newtown. So number one is we've outgrown the production space where we make our sausages and things. So our original intention was to keep that Newtown place, move the sausage factory out just to some industrial area, just to get a little, factory where we could just like really make a lot of more stuff and invent more products and maybe have a larger delivery area and things like that, and maybe grow that side of the business a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But we thought we could keep the cafe in Newtown. But with the lease is up for us, and there's a rent rise attached to the new lease that then if we just were to have the cafe there, and even if we were to keep the sausage factory there as well, we just can't pay that rent increase. That's just the type of thing that happens on King Street.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't say too much about it, but yeah, so rent rise, can't stay in building, you know, basically.
So you found a nice little spot in Marrickville to move the sausage factory to. What's the story there?
Well, we did. We had found this really great place, which was just going to be suitable for the production area, but it was really cool. It was a little old butcher shop, and we were going to get in there and like give it a really good clean and sterilize it,
demeanify it.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Yeah, and then it was going to be really fabulous. Had some big cool rooms and a cold production area, like a temperature controlled one. So we were looking, going down that track, but that's fallen through now. That's what happens, you know, when you deal with real estates, and sometimes it falls through. So that place fell through, and so now we are looking again for somewhere.
Right.
Ideally, it'd be great to have somewhere in the inner west where we could have like a little factory area and a cafe attached to it somehow. But, you know, really your production area needs to be off the main street, because that's where the rent is cheaper.
Yeah.
And your cafe needs to be on the high street, you know, so that people know where to go and it's easy for public transport and parking.
You're scouring high and wide to find a new location.
We are, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Susie Spoon HQ. And just on a side note, I mean, you've been at the coalface of the kind of vegetarian and vegan movement for a while now, or at least feeding them anyway. Have you seen the market just get bigger and bigger over that time?
Oh, most definitely. Even just since we started this business at Marrickville Markets, there are so many fabulous new businesses for vegans and vegetarians that are growing all over Sydney, but, you know, in Melbourne as well. And then, you know, I hear just this is going nuts all over the world.
And just one last question, Susie. Obviously, you're on the hunt, as we've been talking about, for a new place. You're actually asking for people to help out, throw some coin your way to keep you this operation going. Where can people go to get involved?
Yeah, well, we've launched a crowdfunding campaign through the platform of Indiegogo. So if anyone cared to help us and chuck, you know, a few dollars towards our campaign, we've got some lovely, fun, perks if you donate.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can go to Indiegogo and look up Susie Spoon's Vegetarian Butcher. You can also go to the Susie Spoon's Vegetarian Butcher website and have a look there, or our Facebook page.
Yeah, so plenty of ways to get in touch. And if you've ever been to Susie Spoon's cafe or even just bought some of her products, she really needs your hand to keep this operation going. So head along to Indiegogo and throw Susie Spoon some coin. Thanks, Susie.
Thanks so much for having me, Mitch. Thanks, everyone.
All the best. And keep us updated with your journey to find a new HQ. Yeah?
I will. Thank you so much.